Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome to Mendenhorn's Mini Talk on Log Horizon 2. We are talking about episodes 10 and 11 on this recording. I'm J-Ro, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And a couple of raid episodes to talk about. We'll start with episode 10, Guildmaster, which we had seen at the previous episodes that the raid was not going well. They were in for a surprise when all three bosses had gathered in the same room. So everybody's kind of down and dejected, and they're thinking about not even trying to raid anymore. And William is basically the entire episode is, you know, with William's perspective in mind of, you know, how he grew and how he got into the game and how he loved the game and that he is basically a pro gamer. And it's an episode overall looking at his character that maybe some people watching could relate to a little bit. I don't know if I can to the degree that he does, that he is as a gamer. But what did you think about William this episode, who is just about the entire episode?
Yeah, it's his perspective and everything, like how he got started in the game and how he, you know, found this, you know, I guess in real life he didn't have any friends, didn't talk to a lot of people, was kind of a loner, but jumped in the game much like Shiro, you know, and then became, got a lot of these friends and became interested in the game and started talking to people. And even in the moment where he's talking about some guild raids he was in, that he would get into these arguments with people, he'd actually yell at people. I mean, I've been in those situations where at a guild leader on vent, when the guild would screw up, he would, you know, call people out on certain things and call you out. And, you know, a lot of times people got their feelings hurt most of the time. He even says that too. He did hurt some people's feelings, but afterwards talked to them, and I guess he learned how to interact with people, and I guess it slowly helped him. But I'm not sure how much it helped him in the real life stuff. But yeah, it was good seeing him, his point of view. I was always curious about where he comes from, but I'm a bit more curious about Demikos, to be honest with you. I want to see what he was like in the real world, but you know, maybe see some of his eventually one day.
Yeah, unfortunately, we won't be able to talk much about it in these two episodes that we're covering. But it was also interesting to see William kind of speak of some of the regrets that he had, just of what we've seen in the show, sort of like turning away from the round table in Akihabara, and also his admiration toward the debauchery tea party, and then kind of wondering, you know, what went wrong or why they disbanded. Besides that, he basically rallies all the guys, and, you know, Shiro's over there. He wakes up, and then that's when Shiro takes his time to sort of plan the attack and plan what they're going to do. And that leads us into episode 11, which is retry. You know, take another chance at the raid and figure out a strategy that works. And the way that they sort of work it is that they kind of have a strategy for taking on Luciette, and then kind of moving all the pieces around so that you don't have all three bosses in the same location, but you have all of your raid members located within enough proximity to each other where you can cast spells and heal and stuff. And then Shiro has got the timing down on it just as much as he possibly can. He's constantly talking about the amount of seconds they have between move cooldowns and attacks and planning on when to beat the final boss.
Yeah, it's interesting you're saying that. You know, they did give it another go, and I was excited to see that. And I guess, like you said, the strategy was to keep the bosses somewhat close, but also separate at the same time, that, you know, each of them would get down to a certain phase and they would focus on another boss. So I guess they would divide the raid into, like, different little groups. And the tank rotations and everything was cool. I mean, that's a thing they do in MMOs, and certain bosses require multiple tanks on. So it's just nice seeing more gamer stuff thrown in there. And like I said, Shiro, you know, having all these windows open and staying focused and on every little thing. And there is one shot where, I guess close to the end, but we'll talk about that when we get there, of Demikos kind of doing something very surprising to everyone that they would never see coming. That what he would do, just jump in and not really sacrifice himself because he didn't die, so, but he did do a selfless act, I would guess you would say.
Yeah, and what he did was he grabbed Chiray, and Chiray was kind of like, you know, what the hell is, what are you doing, what's going on? And then he kind of figured like, oh, maybe this isn't too bad. If I'm like a cannon on his back, I can make it work and kind of take out some of the shadow vanguard. But then Demikos takes him to the door that leads into what we knew they've been there for the whole time, which is just, you know, tons and tons of gold, just an entire room of just gold. And then we see the guy that Kinjo from the Kuni clan that we've seen before as and the raid's final boss.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Guru.
The final gold boss. And before that, I mean, Demikos was kind of cool just seeing him be this, I guess, heroic character for a little bit. Even though I have a feeling that he's more like saving Shiro, you know, I don't want you to die in this fight, but it's probably something later on where he's like, well, I want to actually fight you for real and prove that I'm, you know, this good fighter. Which I could see eventually being a thing later on where, you know, Demikos needs to get over this, you know, I guess, ordeal with Shiro and just get over it and move on. But yeah, he's probably saving that for a little bit later. So it's probably, you know, I'm going to save you for now, but you need to die, it's going to be by me. I guess it's maybe the whole, like, Goku Vegeta thing, Dragon Ball Z, like, no one gets to beat you but me, that type of mentality between these two. But
yeah, I agree, because we saw, mostly in episode 10, where William is speaking, that Demikos is kind of the second character of focus in that episode, having heard so much of what William was saying and think about his experiences with Shirei in the past, that, you know, if those experiences weren't able to sort of change his approach and be more willing to cooperate within the raid team, that I think that Demikos is the kind of character that won't really ever change. He might have something that might be deemed an act of kindness, but it's kind of like, it's all with him, it's just, how does this benefit me?
Yeah, he has to help him out just to get what he wants, but yeah, I mean, we just see a shot of him. It was kind of a flashback when he met this, I guess she's an NPC or maybe a player that, you know, he's trashing his building. She's like, what are you gonna do next? Like, you gonna hit me? Like, she wasn't really scared of him. He was just kind of like, how do I deal with this? Which I assume maybe that's his in-game wife, maybe. That's a shot of her. But we'll see. But
yeah,
Demikos, like you say, he's a very interesting character that I'm curious to learn more about. Even though season one was just kind of like, oh, he's this brute character. He's holding everyone captive. No one gives a crap about him. But now he's kind of been more involved in this second series season. But yeah, I'm more curious about Shiro, how he has to fight this boss by himself. Like, in my opinion, like, raid bosses are usually 10 or 20 levels higher than you. So it's like, what are you going to do against this? Or is it just going to be like a mind game where you trick the Kuni clan guy to, you know, letting it go or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one more thing of bonus to talk about in the episode is Tetra telling Natsuki she's going to join Log Horizon and that Shirai said it was okay.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh boy, this is going to be, you know, when Marielle and her meet. Again, I'm still curious how that's going to go down.
There's going to be some tension.
Isn't sparks and flying or something? I don't know.
Yeah, she's just going to... Tetra's just going to be on her back the whole time, and Mario's going to have this kind of awkward look, like, I don't like this. That's my guy.
Right, maybe she might be the annoying, like, pet of the group that's just everywhere on everyone. It's like, hey, you need to calm down. Mm-hmm. But I did hear there's some... Not really, I didn't really need any spoilers for her, but I keep hearing that Tetra, something about her is something special that will be really revealed later on, but...
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, as far as, you know, special things in Log Horizon goes, like, she can really only be one of two things, you know, an NPC that's just like the other kid who's, you know, now he's a player now. So it can be that, or, you know, something, maybe a GM that is playing the game, that she's stuck in the game now, or something like that. There's not much they can do with that, in my opinion, but who knows? Maybe there might be something different.
Yeah, or just something about what kind of person she is in real life.
Yeah, I'm guessing like so. Maybe she's a celebrity.
We've been seeing some real-life characters in the series so far. Maybe Tetra is due for that.
Right. Yeah.
So we still got some rating left to do. But what'd you think about these two episodes?
The first episode, with William giving his speech was kind of cool. Just, you know, he's motivating everybody. It was pretty funny, and at the same time, you know, kind of motivating himself. I mean, there was little shots of like a ghost version of himself kind of talking to him, and you know, he's saying something about we're gamers and all this, and he's talking about to himself was interesting. You know, it's kind of good, but overall, that episode was kind of like, can we get to the fighting again? But yeah, episode 12 definitely, you know, brought that in with all the fighting they're doing now, getting ready to, you know, finish these raids off. And like I said, maybe they finish these raids and come back to the other group, and that's kind of what I'm missing. Missing Shiro with Akatsuki and, you know, Natsuki with Muriel. Just these pairings that we've, you know, gotten so used to. I don't kind of want to see them again.
You know, in Season 1, I think a lot of people looked at Log Horizon as it's more of a talking-type show than it is an action-type show. And I think what we've seen with these raids in Season 2, you know, we're getting some action here. We're getting some good quality. You know, maybe it could be a little better. Maybe it could be, I shouldn't say better. Maybe they could focus more on the actual tactics of the battle and the fighting. And we've seen as much character development in these past two episodes as we have action. But it's fun to see when Log Horizon is, you know, busting out all this terminology and stuff about DPS and area of effect and, you know, Shirei organizing the raid groups and the healers and stuff, and, you know, seeing like Natsuki use the Castle of Stone, which is a pretty cool looking effect that kind of pulls aggro on the bosses. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
Yeah, I like that part of the show. Like you said, doing all the, you know, in-game, you know, I guess talking is kind of nice. And a lot of, you know, raiding in general is, even before you raid, there's, you know, there's planning, there's strategy involved, so it's not just, like I said, you don't run in guns blazing. You have to, you know, stop and talk to people. And so, but yeah, so as far as William, I'm cool, it's cool seeing him step up and talk, but yeah, I want to see Shiro fight this raid boss. I'm curious how it's going to go down.
Yep, it should be fun. So, and we'll talk about that soon on the next episode of the Log Horizon Mini Talk. So this has been our discussion for episodes 10 and 11. For Fosh, I'm J-Ro. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time in the database.